Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I drank beer with my friends. Sometimes I had too many beers. I liked beer. I still like beer. Had beers, have some beers. One beer, drink beer, drinks beer, drank beer and drinking beer.
Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know, but I had one beer.
Friday!
Probably at Beer Center.
Each week, Ralph Club biggest contributor.
Beer. Yeah,
for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you,
okay.
You like Beer Center or not. What do you like to drink?
Next week.
I had one beer.
Friday.
Yeehaw!
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do and which I fully embrace.
Well, do you think it was... Nope, there was one beer.
Friday.
To a One Beer Friday brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. Want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. Also want to welcome into the studio Jim and Micah, who are here. Micah's a student, soon to be student at the new Westview High School.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be next year, but he is here in studio. He wanted to come in and watch the Grum and enjoy the... what you can enjoy about this show.
Yeah, hard.
There's not much to enjoy about this show.
Certainly not.
But we found out during the break.
Nick's takes, maybe.
We found out during the break he's a big Ohio State football fan and an Eagles fan. I know that's something that is close to your heart.
I wasn't going to say anything. No, I'm not going to say anything. It's good I didn't wear my Cowboys hat
today. You're
not
going to say anything other than you love the Eagles.
Definitely not going to say that.
Go Birds!
I'm definitely not going to say that either.
But this is a One Beer Friday. It's brought to you by the Nebraska Craft Brewers Guild. And this week's feature craft brewer is...
Scriptown.
Scriptown. Blackstone District there at 39th and Farnham. And the beer that they sent us in a... what are they?
That is a growler.
Yeah, is that a growler?
That is a growler. So the growlers are the big cans. This is the growler.
Because when you drink it, it makes you want to growl.
Sure.
Like, rawr.
Mm-hmm.
Rawr.
But they sent us Cecilia's Kolsch, which is a blonde German-style ale. Kolsch is the beer of Cologne, Germany. At Scriptown, we see the bell towers of St. Cecilia's Cathedral from behind our brewery. So this beer is brewed in honor of the Mother Church of Omaha.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So they're going to be featuring their first ever Kolsch service only day on Sunday, April 28th. So next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Nice.
Attendees will receive a 2-liter Scriptown Kolsch glass to take home, plus food by Lazy Buffalo Barbecue. And you can check out their Facebook events page for more details.
John, how big was the glass? How big was that? Did you say? You said 2-liter?
Or is it 0.2 liter?
No, 2-liter.
Okay.
Dude, that's a...
The big mug.
Ooh,
the big stein.
I like those, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But check out Scriptown's Facebook events page for more details. That is a week from Sunday.
Nick, so what do we got going on for the Friends of the Grum today?
Two $25 gift cards.
Nice.
To Scriptown.
Awesome.
Just tweet One Beer Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll slide into your DMs.
So you're giving one person two, or you're giving two people one?
Well, I think we should give one person
two.
Or no, two people won.
Two people won. There you go. So we'll have two listeners.
All right.
Two listeners.
In fact, I would like, if I might suggest.
Yeah.
Do one at random as you normally do, but maybe for the first person to tweet from Haymarket Park.
Oh, that'd be great.
The first person to tweet at what the beer that they bought inside of Haymarket Park. So if you're out in the parking lot drinking a Blue Yummy, that doesn't count.
You got to be inside.
But if you're inside the ballpark and have purchased an ice cold beer at the Husker baseball game for the first time ever, the first person to tweet at Nick and use the hashtag One Beer Friday will hook you up with a one of the $25 gift cards.
Perfect.
Does that sound good?
I've just put it out on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
So a little bit of a challenge to those of you going to the baseball game tonight.
Yep, and as we all knew, this is not the first varsity men's sport to get it at Nebraska, but it's still very cool nonetheless.
It's the first varsity men's sport of a team that has won a conference championship.
There we go. That's what I think that's what you meant earlier.
That's what I meant earlier.
Some of the One Beer Friday picks that we have seen so far. I mentioned this last week. Outside of our friends who are overseas, the first person who often lets us know what he is drinking is listener Derek. And Derek is having something from First Street Brew, which is out of Hastings, Nebraska. Nick, you know
Hastings.
What Hastings, home of?
Tom Osborne.
Oh, and I was asking Nick. I wanted to...
Tom Osborne.
Nick, you absolutely nailed it. So that's what Derek's enjoying.
There was a battle there.
Of course, old man Doug, he's enjoying, looks like today, Raindrops by a brewery from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Nice.
And Andy, he is enjoying,
Andy.
I can't tell what it is, but he says after a midday kayaking trip for friend's birthday in Arizona. So those picks and more right now with the hashtag One Beer Friday.
So again, send us yours. Nick will pick one at random for a $25 gift card to Scripttown and the other Scripttown gift card to the first person to show us that they are enjoying a beer at Haymarket Park.
Use the hashtag.
And you have to use the hashtag.
Otherwise,
One Beer
I won't
Friday.
See it.
Yeah, we won't see it. Well, we'll see it, but it won't count. That's the whole point of hashtag One Beer Friday. To use the hashtag.
One Beer Friday.
Well, it's hard to believe. You know, the Grum started today with
an
amazing crossover that featured the 1620, the insurrection.
Yes, it did.
We took over briefly the Sweet 98 studio.
Yeah.
Over there.
Put our feet up on their...
put our feet up on the desk.
We stood up. We stood by.
Yeah. I'm surprised that this hasn't been brought up yet. I'm surprised, you know, and maybe this is Nick's way of finally coming fully over to our side. We've gone 3+ hours, and he hasn't mentioned one syllable, not one syllable of the breathless news. I woke up this morning, and it was like all over my Twitter feed. If you thought,
big, strong women with tears in their eyes.
If you thought the weird KSA celebratory three-point shooting contest Twitter was weird and annoying.
Yeah.
Weird and annoying Twitter was added again because, well, Nick, what happened?
Taylor Swift dropped not one, but two albums.
Wait,
today.
She had two albums?
So she dropped a deuce.
Well, she dropped one album and then she dropped the anthology, but it's just 15 more songs. So it's essentially another album.
So wait a minute. So she's not counting it as two albums?
Yes, she is. Because there's...
What a weirdo.
The anthology, and the anthology includes the songs on the main songs, and then an extra 15. And then she dropped just the album itself, which is just the main songs. I don't know why. I don't know why this couldn't
this
have been
This is your
one
idol.
Album.
This is your person,
Not
Nick.
My idol.
This is who you look up to.
I am about halfway through the album. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, does this mean that we're getting Nick's review on... Twitter Friday or whatever the thing is.
It will be today's featured album.
All right.
But it sucks because William Shatner also came out with a new album today, and I really wanted to listen to that.
William Shatner?
Oh, I'm much more interested in William Shatner.
And Pearl Jam, by the way.
William Shatner is a friend of the Grum.
Yes. Still? Taylor Swift, not a friend of the Grum, but William Shatner
came on our show.
Is friend of the Grum.
I will say, and it's my little super today, I liked 85% of Florida. Florida is the name of one of the songs. She did it with Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
I love Florence and the Machine. Florence Welch, amazing voice.
Yeah.
Florence Welch sounds like Lawrence Welk.
Nice.
Yes, but no.
Oh.
I liked a lot of the songs, parts of the song, like where she was singing, and then I didn't like when they would just yell Florida in the middle of the song.
Honestly, that reminds me of you.
Also, the lyrics to the song about Travis Kelce is hilarious.
Well, that was what I was going to mention.
Oh, good.
Because apparently the song called The Alchemy.
Mm-hmm. Alchemy?
Yeah, paints a, and I'm just reading from the TMZ, paints a picture of a blossoming romance with loads of football lingo. Listen to this very, very cool, very normal lyrics.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So when I touch down, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns, get the crown. Baby, I'm the one to beat. I mean, this is some heavy stuff.
That's not that bad.
It's
heavy,
not
heavy stuff.
It's kind of corny. It's pretty corny.
I mean, she's a pop star.
There's lines about a winning streak, greatest in the league. Also, this whole thing is fake. It's kayfabe. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my opinion.
Taylor Swift's songwriting, in my opinion, in me, based off of what I've consumed, is sometimes really, really, really good, and other times kind of bad.
Mm, interesting.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Swifties.
Interesting.
Sometimes the
songwriting... Send all your hate mail to Nick at 1620thezone.com.
Sometimes the songwriting is just rough. It's not for me.
Mm.
Do you see the other one about GTA?
What's Grand Theft Auto?
There's a line about...
Mute song about Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Maybe John's going to handshake and move it up with Taylor Swift now.
I don't play Grand
Theft
Auto.
But there's a line in there basically about, I want to sit next to you while you're playing GTA with your bros.
So is Travis Kelce a GTA guy, apparently?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either.
There you go. Congrats. So wait, Shatner has an album? I didn't know he sung.
Yeah.
Outside of like the musical that we had him on for.
Oh, no.
And Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam came out with a new album.
Congrats to Stibbs.
Oh, my God. If Stibbs were only alive to see this.
I know, yeah. May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Travis says it is a double album. Then he adds, Nick, stop over-explaining. Yeah, I went to the Wikipedia page. It's a double album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, look for Nick's reviews on his Twitter page.
Are you going to review the whole thing? The whole two-hour album?
No, because I'm reviewing the one album that came out, and then they came out with the double. So they came out with the single album and then the double version of the album. So it's two albums. That's why it was like over-explaining, because just the base album isn't the extra 15 songs.
Hmm.
You know, back in my day...
Go to Spotify and just type it in, Josh.
Back in my day, when you had to go to the store to get these things, it was a lot easier to explain. You know, if there was two records in the album cover, then you know you got two albums. Or if you had to buy two cassette tapes or two 8-tracks.
Sure, yeah. Those were the old days. 8-tracks.
Yeah. It was a lot easier to explain back then.
Yes.
Yeah. And the music was better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you click on it, Nick, it has 31 songs.
Right, but that was the anthology. Now, then there's another one where it's just the base 15 songs or whatever.
Oh, I guess here's the one where it's just 15.
Yeah, see?
Well, you should review the whole thing. No one's going to just care about the 16-song album. They want the whole thing. She's an 8-second song on here,
see,
John.
And that's why I'm confused. I don't understand why
an
she released...
An 8-second song?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she didn't just... Okay, do it.
No, let's not do that.
One, two, three.
To make more money, Nick. That's the answer.
Mm.
To make more money.
Well, it seems pointless. It seems like you wouldn't make money off of it if you're going to release the same songs on the anthology and then just...
Doesn't she have enough money? It's a great question.
And now she's married to Travis Kelce, one of the richest players in the NFL.
John.
Hey, a reminder.
Married to Travis Kelce?
So you know you have to spend money for that kind of content.
Yes.
A reminder that 1620 the email, free. Shows up in your inbox with exclusive content. Nick's vlogs were in there. We gave away a trip to Las Vegas.
We did.
And more. You can sign up today at 1620thezone.com.
I did a supercut of the vlog, too, that you can only get if you subscribed today through
there
the
you
email.
Go. By the way, Evan Bland, who we just had on the Grum, he is in the ballpark. The beers are available for the fans.
Now, that doesn't count.
No, we're
Friday.
Not giving away
We can't give it away to Evan, but
no.
To the first of you who tweets from there, use the hashtag OneBeerFriday. We'll get you a gift card, $25 gift card to Scriptown. So we were talking about this yesterday. The Colorado-Nebraska game is going to be the culture wars of college football. You got the Matt Rhule way of doing things. develop players, recruit high school kids, actually visit kids at their home.
It's pretty wild.
Versus the Deion Sanders way, which is, no, I'm just going to sit here and let you come to me, and I'm going to use my celebrity, and I'm going to recruit the transfer portal. Two very, very different ways of building football teams.
And if you want to watch that segment, you can after the Grum on 1620 The Zone TV.
There you Precisely. Go. But there has been, it's been a fascinating week here in Huskerdom.
Yes, it has.
Where there's been a lot of confidence. A lot of confidence. Dare I say I was the Pied Piper last week when I suggested.
You were the first. And now there are others
and now
who
people
are
just following.
Tears in their eyes. You're leading the way.
But
they're coming
this,
up and saying, John, you
were
like right.
The breakout season.
John,
this feels like
rats.
A breakout season. And by breakout, I mean it 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
9 wins. And there's a lot of folks who are feeling that way. Mike Schaefer, who joins us every week, said the same thing. Said, yeah, absolutely. 7 would be kind of disappointing. I think they're good enough to get 8. They're good enough to get 9.
I got a text from somebody this morning. I will not unveil who this person was. But basically said, I am very, very confident.
Very, very
Can't
confident.
Explain it, but I'm in on this team. In on this team.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like the confidence. Yet in the same breath, there are folks who are nervous about this Colorado game. They don't want to be talking any more smack to Colorado because we all remember last year some irresponsible radio shows may have hyped it up, may have created a Twitter account.
Oh,
about how tiny their football players were.
Yeah,
I don't know who these jerks were, but
it's probably gone dormant.
But they certainly should have been punished.
Yeah,
for inciting Colorado to this kind of anger that led them to beat Nebraska last year.
Mm-hmm. And even though Colorado was bad,
worse than Nebraska,
finished with a worse record, certainly finished the season in a worse state. The fear still remains. When we were talking about it yesterday.
The fear does remain.
When we were talking about the Colorado game yesterday, there were multiple folks who were reaching out to us during the segment saying, you did this last year, please stop it. Can we stop talking about this game? Which I don't ever remember there being a game that we would talk about in the offseason.
Yeah.
And fans would actively say, stop talking about this game. Like Colorado's listening to our show right now getting motivated by it or something. We're not going to motivate Colorado. At least I don't think we are.
I wouldn't put it past Coach Prime,
I guess,
to just dig up random podcasts.
Look, if that happens and they use us in a motivational video, I think that would maybe be the proudest moment of my entire radio career. Even more so than when John was in that random Cubs video when they won the World Series. That was pretty cool.
But if we were
motivating Colorado, I would say that's cooler.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Cubby yeah. John.
It was awesome. It was sweet.
It was.
But I
understand it because there is this element of Husker fans, and this isn't a new phenomenon. Nebraska has always been a little hesitant to, and I know to those who have been on the receiving end of Husker smack, this will sound a little ridiculous. And even I who have been on the receiving end of Husker smack, you know, in those very rare times that they actually can beat Creighton. But,
yeah,
nice. but, there is an element of Husker fandom that hesitates to talk smack because they're afraid that karma is going to bite them.
Yeah.
And
Jack Mitchell hates these people.
It stems back.
They live rent-free in his head.
It stems back to when the Sandman, Broderick Thomas.
Do you think this is when it originated?
This is when it originated. When he dared to taunt Oklahoma and talk about the keys to our house. We got the keys. No one's breaking into our house and taking the win. We've got the keys to our house. And they talked a big game.
They did break in.
And then Oklahoma whooped the crap out of them again.
They busted down the door.
And there were a lot of people who were angry. Saying, see, you made them mad. You got them all upset. And they were motivated to beat us. And we can't talk this way. That's not the Nebraska way.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, you know, with Miami. Miami would always talk a big game and this and that and the other thing. And what did Nebraska do? Keep quiet. Don't say a thing. Don't talk. Don't get them. Don't incite them.
They played off of the head coach.
They
did
play
off the head coach. That's how Tom Osborne operates, too. He's always operated that way.
So I think that's kind of the genesis of where it comes from.
But why with this team in particular? What is it about this Colorado team? I mean, maybe you have the simple answer that it's not about Colorado. It's just more about Nebraska as a people. But there does seem to be a, I don't know if it's fear, but just like about this team because they did seem weaker. They did seem worse.
They did.
Their roster isn't as good. And yet this game in particular was the one of all the losses that still sticks in the craw of last year. It's not Iowa. It's not Wisconsin. It's not Maryland. It's not Michigan State. It's certainly not Michigan. It's not even Minnesota. It's the Colorado game is the one that kind of has hung over the entire offseason.
Well, it's because of the long-standing rivalry. It is, you know, it was Dion. A lot of people around here and across the country were annoyed by the nonstop, you know, Dionification of pregame shows, and the talk was always about Dion this and Dion that. And then what happened? They fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
They fell apart. Now, what will be fascinating is to see, will that same enthusiasm, will that same vigor that Fox and ESPN covered Coach Prime, will it be back this year?
I mean, I would say that the offseason has been pretty quiet in that regard so far.
It has, but, you know, there's been other things going on.
Sure, but even in the college football sphere, I feel like it's been a quieter offseason than it was last year.
But will it ramp up?
Yeah, and perhaps.
It's also only April.
Yeah, I know. But again, last year at this time, we were talking about Colorado every day. And not, I don't think it was a forced thing. They kept making news every single day.
We said this last year. It bears repeating. Dion has a lot of friends in the media. Because he's Dion.
Sure.
Forget about what you think of Dion Sanders or how you perceive Dion Sanders. Deion Sanders is a very popular figure among the media who cover him because he's always a great quote. He's always a great interview. And, of course, there are many people in the college football media who are, like Deion, former athletes, and they kind of speak the same language. And they enjoy his company, and they enjoy his brashness. They enjoy the story. The networks love a great story.
To be fair, I'm...
And Deion is a great story.
But a lot of the stuff last year at this time wouldn't have been, you know, a TV show. It would have been written work. And I feel like that stuff is tamped down, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it is. But I do think once the season begins, and who are they? They're playing some...
They're playing... Well, I mean, it's an FCS school, but it's North Dakota State.
Oh, it's North Dakota State.
Yeah. It's the Bison. So that's not, you know, certainly a walk in the park. Then they're at Nebraska. Then they're at Colorado State, a team that they struggled with and went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they're in the Big 12 now. Baylor at UCF, Kansas State at Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. They have Utah late in the year, Oklahoma State. I mean, it's a tough schedule again. And they've had, like last year, quite a few players enter into the portal. You know, I do think, why did they have success early on? I still think that they were overlooked by TCU, and mm-hmm. I think that played a part. I mean, Nebraska self-destructed.
Well, and TCU wasn't that good either.
No, they weren't. And give Colorado credit because they did pull away. It wasn't just that, like, you know, Nebraska self-destructed and lost by three. That was the second worst loss Nebraska had all season, only behind Michigan in terms of, you know, how many points they lost by. And then we know what happened against Colorado State. And then after that, they won one more football game the whole rest of the year. So, you know, they really, really struggled. Really, really struggled.
Well, just get ready for it, folks. We'll get you back and excited. We'll get you ramped up.
I hope so.
If there's ever a year to trash talk, this is it. You know what? Because Nebraska's going to have a quarterback, too.
Doc says, Colorado embarrassed Nebraska last year, and I think fans can't get over that fact. Nebraska hasn't beaten Colorado since they left the Big 12, and multiple newbie coaches have beaten Nebraska. That's true. 2018, 2019, and then last year.
But this year's going to be different.
It better be, man. They cannot lose that game. I said this last year. If they lost that game, they wouldn't go to a bowl. I was right. They cannot lose this game, period. You cannot go 0-4 versus them since the Big 12.
Yeah.
You cannot do it.
Coming up next, well, hopefully Nebraska will fare better against Colorado than we did against predictions last week.
Oh, did I catch up?
No.
Dang it.
You know who's in first, though?
We all stunk.
No, we're all in last, basically.
We all stunk to high heaven last week.
Interesting.
Some may have stunk more than others over the course of the season so far.
Interesting. I'm just letting you
But we
get
got a lot of
me.
NBA. We got baseball. We got Knicks F1 is back.
Hell yeah. They're in China.
China.
That's coming up next on 1620 The Zone. You know, you can be a good guy and save up to 8 lives through organ and tissue donation. That's right. You can save up to 8 lives because organs, healthy organs like hearts, lungs, livers, kidneys, and more have saved numerous lives. And tissue donation can change and alter the lives of so many and make recovery from injury or reconstructive surgery because of cancer. Or if for those who need donated corneas to get their sight back, tendons to heal sports injuries. All of this can be done by one simple selfless act, and that is to check that box next time you register for your hunting, driving, and fishing license, that donor box that says, I will be an organ and tissue donor. Or if you're not due for a license renewal anytime soon, visit goodguyssavelives.com, and anyone can register. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter your health condition. And it's free, will not cost you or your family anything after you're gone, and traditional funeral practices are still possible following a donation. Do the selfless act and visit goodguyssavelives.com. Save up to 8 lives through organ donation at goodguyssavelives.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.